Lee Perry's Yakety Yak, and before that, The Upsetters, Man from MI5, songs that were charting in the UK and upon which some of the full-length albums were released. My name was Khalid. Hope you've enjoyed this part 5, The Foundations, Lee Scratch Perry. We'll be back next week, entering into the 1970s. And one of the first tracks that came out was Dave Barker, the singer, transformed into MCs with The Upsetters. And they had this hit, Shocks of Mighty, on CKUT, Funky Revolutions. Free your mind, our collective ass will follow.
This is Upsetting. Shocks of Mighty. Hit me back.
What time is it now, please?
3:58, Dad.
You gonna put the radio on CKUT?
Sure, Dad.
Na 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 na. Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, stretch you.
Sat there from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Soundwaves in the air.
CKUT,
Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr, and the co-host of the show,
Thief Sankar,
and along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ with the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms
on CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station.
That you are faced with circumstances.
the seas. He is the one who will take care of you and will do it again. He'll do it again. Just take a look.
Find Your Way to Me, the Diva, along with my former bandmate going back a couple of years as well, Mr. Glenn Washington, doing a sweet piece there by the two of them, If You Find Your Way to Me. Open the show with Mr. George Noakes, and this is for each and every one who this weather is getting down. He will do it for you. Just have faith. And Karen Smith, beautiful singer, passed on last month, doing a song simply called I Don't Know What to Do with Myself. Isn't it strange? Her husband, one of the coolest bass players you'll ever find. That's exactly the song he's singing now. I don't know what to do with myself now that the wife is gone. 15 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. My name is Howard Carr, and I will be with you until 7 p.m. On behalf of Drew, he would like to say thank you for all the well wishes and for the show last week. Paying dues to his friend who passed on. That's all I've been hearing, you know. She gets to you after a while. But such is life. We gotta take care of ourselves. In the background is Mr. Dean Fraser. Of course, me and his saxophone player coming out of the islands. Turning back the pages of time. Yeah, so I'm here, and I'm not going to lie to you that this afternoon I'm feeling a bit tired because I didn't sleep properly last night. I think the weeks are going by so fast that you don't have time to really rest. I'm totally surprised that it's Saturday already. Want to say hello to my listeners all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C., WFFR, Sunshine Radio. Also to Bobby and Cheryl. And also to my brother, Anthony Carr, who resides in Washington, D.C. Don't know why he wanted to live there, but he's been there for 400 years. The American system amazes me. I don't want to talk about it much, but maybe Mr. Egbert Gay, he will be coming in here around 4:30 to tell us about the politics here in Montreal. I have given up with the politics. I've given up with the arguing over the virus and who doesn't want to take this and who. If you don't want to take it, it's your prerogative. I have nothing to prove. I'm not a scientist. I'm nowhere near a scientist. If it's a diesel engine, yes, but even then, I'm not a scientist there either. But for those of you who want to argue about these things, go right ahead. Stretch us out. Politics or politics? You know, I don't want to talk about it. That young man, he shot and killed two persons and wounded one so badly that he's of no use to himself. He got away scot-free and was invited to Fox News right away. What a system. What a great... Oh, I killed two people. I'm a hero. He got millions of dollars. Yes, that's what America has gone to. I always said I'm glad I made the choice and I choose well. Say what you want about Canada, at least we're not that kind of stupid. Anyway, so that's part of it. It's gone. It's coming up to the parang season, but I never start to play any parang until, say, the first week in December. But you know, a friend of mine, someone that I know, I don't want to say friend, but I've known her for many, many moons. She sent me this thing here. So I'm gonna just touch on a little bit of it with Dean Fraser again, because you're not going to hear the real thing until the first week of December. How sweet is that? Loving it. Thank you. Do you know the original? Was recorded 40 years ago. All right, so the first week in December I'll be playing this. And I'm hoping I can get an interview with the original singer, because I'm a big fan of hers. So, it's now 4:22. I'm just going to play a little bit of a request here for David and his crew and his posse, who is collecting 12-inch albums and so forth and so forth. He asked me, he says, "Stretch, you're the only one I think I could ask this. Would you play this for me?" And I will. I found it and I had it a long time ago. This is a Scatterlites. And in the days of growing up in Jamaica, of course, any movies that came to Jamaica, this is how I ended up with the name Stretch, the nickname Stretch. And it's all about a tall Texan guy who came there and came in a movie there, and that name kind of stuck to me. You look like Stretch, you know, and so forth. So this movie was a big hit in Jamaica, and we saw this for about a month. They were showing it at the Capri Theater in Maypen. It's called The Guns of Navarone. Here we go.
Music from the movie Put It to the Sky and came up with this sound. It's called Ba! 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 The Guns of Navarone.
Bye.
baddest bands ever to come out of the island of Jamaica, with a horn section that will blow your mind. The Guns of Navarone by the updated Scatterlights. CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. Coming up, I'll be speaking to Mr. Egbert Gay. I want to know what the political situation here in good old Montreal is all about. You know, stretch on fool with the politics. But, of course, Mr. Gay is the editor of the Community Contact, so we will chit-chat with him a little bit. So let me pay some commercials, and then we'll be right back.
This Christmas, log on to www.jamest.com for a wide selection of beautiful tea gifts with luxury ingredients. Every sip supports the Gemstar Youth Scholarship Fund. It's a pleasure to give and receive the gift of Gems Tea. Thanks for supporting Gemstar Youth Scholarship Fund. That's www.gemstea.com.
We've never met, and to be honest, we probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons. But if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them, and that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
And speaking of the Community Contact, on the phone with me right now is the editor, Mr. Egbert Gay. Egbert, are you there, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Stretch?
I'm doing all right. Just a bit tired. I won't lie to you about that. I didn't sleep too well last night. One of those nights, yes.
You have to watch those Friday nights, you know?
No, well, you know, I was behaving myself. I didn't do anything. I just couldn't fall asleep after the verdict with this guy.
It tore me apart,
you know?
A lot of people took it really, really bad. And, you know, the fact that, you know, when you see that kind of acquittal in the face of all the ugliness that goes on with Black people and the justice system. I'm not out of this, because the American justice system is just not, you know, it's not compatible to the needs of Black people or the reality of Black people. So I guess it's a complete change that you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really seeing it as yet because you're not seeing the Biden administration making significant enough changes that would, you know, make people feel a little better about the future. So I think that's what, you know, you keep thinking that, you know, is more of the same over and over. Is that always Black people seem to be on the other side of the law.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sadly, those who are white, they seem to always get some sort of justification out of, you know, the justice system as it is. So it's not nice. And, it does impact on the way people look at protests and demonstrations on the streets. And when you see that become weaponized in the fact that, you know, some people can walk with guns and find reasons to kill people and then find reasons to be acquitted. So I think it's not encouraging.
It's a messed up system, you know. And mm-hmm. I see they had a guy in jail. He stole $56 40 years ago, and they just let him out the other day. $56, all right?
Yeah, it's laughable. Sometimes you look at the justice system and what people are spending, like extended period in prison, you know, for voting incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
But then child at a school that is outside of your boundaries. And you know, the law is structured in such a way that people can go to jail. But not only that, I mean, the law, the way it's structured is one thing, but if people who actually act on the law, people on the front line of the justice system, mm-hmm. they have no problem sending black people to jail.
No, they have no. It's so easy, you know, the snap of a finger. Oh, yeah, give him 400 years. They don't care. He's black, so what, you know.
And it's not an exaggeration, you know, to give people hundreds of years of in jail, you know.
Yeah.
It's not an exaggeration.
Take, for example, this governor the other day, he pardoned the guy from 3 hours to go before he pardoned him. But why bother pardoning him? Because he sentenced him to a whole new life. He cannot get parole. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I don't understand that. Why bother go through the trouble? Let him, you know, he said he was innocent and you didn't believe him. Let him die. He's going to die in jail anyway, so.
Absolutely. You know, hopefully the changes are going to come. It looks like a generational aspiration. You know, people have to vote and change the people who make the laws and who put the laws into reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people act on the law. So it looks as if you need that kind of change, because the entire American system, I mean, it's no joke. I mean, it really is skewered against one group and, you know, certainly friendly to another group.
All right. Now, one thing I want to know, several things I want to know. We're coming right back here to the city of Montreal. What mm-hmm. are your thoughts on the election? Don't ask me mine, because I might get in trouble.
Well, you know, I think for the most part, people are comfortable with it. And, you know, why is, like, you know, like we've said before, a lot of people went into this election not really high on Valerie Plante, the current mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've seen, you know, just after the election was called, people, up to 62% of Montrealers were saying, we are not so keen on the current administration. And then Denis Coderre came on the scene. He had a 12 or 15% lead over Valerie Plante. And, you know, he became arrogant and, you know, arrogant and ignorance, like I always say, they go together. And then he started talking about, you know, this kind of power dynamic. The strong man, the sheriff,
mm-hmm.
let's do the law and order thing. It's a fallback, you know, thing that we've heard from Trump and other right-wing aspiring politicians. Law and order. It you know, law and order means, you know, Montreal is a safe city. Montreal, the problem that Montreal has revolves around the fact that a lot of inner-city kids are getting into trouble and are being affected by the lawlessness on the street in their hood. It's not like Montreal is unsafe. Montreal is a safe city, relatively. And so any municipal government should be looking at making neighborhoods that are on the margins safer. But there's Denis Coderre talking about more police officers, more small things on the street. And what it means is more harassment for black people and marginalized people. And that's what it means. I think Montrealers didn't buy that. Montrealers couldn't handle that. And they went right back to Valerie Plante. And Valerie Plante has always had a progressive sort of platform. And a lot of people don't like it because, you know, when you start talking about the environment and you start talking about things to help people, It doesn't go well with certain groups, you know, like people who are in the business. I mean, Valerie Plante has also failed marginalized communities, because mm-hmm. we've seen the same thing happen with police over and over and over, and we've seen poor neighborhoods continue to be poor, and so a lot of people weren't too enthusiastic about her, but you know, she was the lesser of two evils.
Exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. And you know, we did talk about Balarama's campaign, and you know, it really was a respectable campaign.
Yes. And, yes.
You know, the hope is that Balarama is going to stay, tighten up his game, become more sophisticated, become a little more politically astute. And, you know, he mm-hmm. is, you know, he has the ideas. He is a brilliant young guy, you know, and he has what it takes to lead Montreal into another generational change. Because, like I said, you know, when the election was called, I got 50 to 60% of the people saying, we are not comfortable with what we have. Mm-hmm. But Balarama, his game isn't ready. And certainly he's not ready for Montreal Incorporated, which is, you know, that systemic thing that holds the whole political and business thing together. So Balarama, he can be ready, but, you know, he has to tighten his game and he's got to get ready. But, I mean, the good thing that we've seen in this election is a number of Black candidates and what we call here cultural communities candidates who are being elected in this time around.
Right.
Because last then, you know, it was like only white people. You go, wow, what's this? I mean, Montreal have like 35% cultural communities. And then last 2017, only white people. More, you know, we have one or two. This time we've seen like 18 or 19%. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the challenge with that is, you know, it's only about 18 or 19%, or I think 17 to 18%. And we are celebrating that, and we shouldn't celebrate. It's a start, and we have to get more people involved. One of the curious realities is that we are not seeing English-speaking young people getting into politics and getting elected. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see some of those English-speaking Blacks who are dynamic and they're so smart. And, you know, I've seen them. I've written about them in the newspaper. The challenge always is to get them involved in politics and help be part of that change that's going to come eventually. So as much as we could celebrate seeing, you know, more cultural communities, we've seen women, a lot of Black women. I mean, if you were to pick up the community contact this week, you're going to see like a significant number of Black women that have been elected here in Montreal, in Longueuil. And, you know, across Montreal, across the regions, we've seen Black women, you know, and we celebrate them, but we also have to encourage English-speaking Black people get involved. Politics. Yep. If you're going to make Quebec your home, if you've decided that Montreal is where you want to be, you don't want to go and move to Toronto because of whatever dynamics you're comfortable with. If you're going to stay in Montreal, you're English speaking, get there because a lot of these kids they're all proficient in French. So they got to get out there and they got to get elected and they got to be on the front line of change. And so that's the next step. That's when we celebrate, mm-hmm. when we see all kinds of Black people getting elected and being part of the change that's coming.
Yeah, because they will need the representation. My generation is moving on, but for the younger ones now coming up, you have to have representatives there. Because if you don't, you're going to be stagnated and you're going to wonder why can't – is there – they're going to move more cars on my driveway or what, you know?
Exactly. We always complaining about different things. Look, the challenge is, you know, all other groups, when they get into politics, they encourage others, you know, to follow with them. And we've seen, you know, in all other groups, we've seen the Jewish community, and that we are bringing up the other right behind them. They've been really critical, especially at the municipal level. We've seen the Jewish community do it. And, you know, in other communities, we've seen the South Asian communities. They've all been able to have like a line of people going.
Yep.
Black people have to follow that same trend. And they, you know, you don't have to compete with other groups, but you have to kind of emulate them, check them out, and get involved in politics. And, you know, make it happen. We have to build businesses. We have to find individual successes. But we also have to be in politics. We can't stay on sidelines and watch. We have to emulate Errol Johnson run about twice out in Dollar Days or More, a predominantly white constituency that he's dealing with, white neighborhood. And he ran twice and he lost significantly. And then following that, every municipal election, he has been winning over 65, over 67, something 75% of the vote in a predominantly white neighborhood. So it means that race shouldn't be a hindrance.
No, I see that young man, Shahid.
Mm-hmm.
I see he's running out here too, and I hope he keeps it up.
Absolutely.
You know,
he's running, and what he needs to do, I mean, you know, it's not for me, I'm not his advisor, but he needs to be talking to guys like Errol Johnson and they, and to figure out what that formula is. Because there is a formula to success.
Of course.
You don't jump into politics and expect you're going to vote for you. You know, there's a formula. You have to know politics. You have to understand people. You have to understand the dynamics of your community. And with you, the way you do that, you have people who've been there before you. You always have to accept the fact that, listen, they're going to be people smarter than you, whatever you assume is smartness to be, right?
Yes.
He's going to have people greater or lesser than you. And you learn from them, and you be part of that whole winning dynamic. But you can't do it alone. So
no.
You go and find out that guy who's done it before, who walked that road, and you figure it out with him, you know? So we have to learn from people like Errol Johnson and they, what's the formula for success. We have to seek out people like Marlene Jennings, who ran and who was successful, and let her help more English-speaking people get into politics, because we've been there before. And, you know, we have to continue that trade. So we've seen good things happen in Montreal in terms of the 17% of the cultural community. We've seen a black woman who has taken over as president of the executive committee, Dominique Olivier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a significant post. As you know, right below the mayor is Dominique Olivier. And I know Dominique really, really well. She's a great person. She's very community-oriented. And so we have to get people like that. We have to hope also that we've seen this woman, Gracia Soto Katawa, here in MDG, the biggest borough in Montreal. She won, but I mean, it's being contested and it's going to be close. But if she was to win, that would be like a big, big thing for our community. And it's something, again, young people can emulate and follow and hopefully, you know, build upon. Because we have to build a political force here. We have to build business. We have to build individuals. We also have to build political.
Right. Egbert, we got to go. We got to wrap up. What's in the community contact?
You know what? We have some nice stories this week. You know, really, really nice stories. Arlene Bryant, down in Shattergate. She just got elected. Arlene is a great, great, great community member. Mm-hmm. You know, she's run a business she's been a professional in the mortgage game for quite a while. She was elected in Shattergate. That's a significant win. She's in the paper. We have a profile of someone.
Is that the lady from Jamaica?
Yeah, well, of course, you Jamaicans. You have to say that, eh?
I just want to rub it in a little bit. Not too much.
I was going to say she's a trini.
Yeah.
She has a trini finish. But, you know, another great, great story is Kara Gomes and her sister. And Kara went on, I know you got to go quickly, but Kara went on the Dragon's Den.
Mm-hmm.
And Senso Guzzo, he believed in Kara. Kara has a gym and she has a clinic, one of those aesthetic clinics. And she and her sister's running that Mica. And so it's like something nice to read and to check out. Kara has been building businesses across the city for so long. She's 30-something years old. Since she's 16, she's working in the bank. She's really, really smart. Her father owns a business, Glenn Gomes. And Kara is absolutely amazing. So I think it's a nice story to read there. About her gym and her thing. She got, you know, I think this guy's putting close to $1 million behind her. And that's the way you build businesses, right?
Yep.
You get people to support you and that kind of craziness, and you just go there and do it.
Yep.
And she has there. So it's something that people really should read and check it out. And, you know, and celebrate in her victories and see if you could emulate her.
Yes. Thank you, Mr.
All right, brother.
Newsman, and for bringing us up to date. And
yes,
I depend on you all the time for that. I thank you, Mr. Egbert Gay. Be good now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And
well,
she's from Jamaica, okay?
Yeah, I know. She's real cool and fast.
All right, my brother. Be good. That's right. Mr. Egbert Gay. He's the editor of the Community Contact right here in Montreal. A very beautiful paper. Make sure you get it and you enjoy it. You do like what I do. I sort of just kick back and relax and just enjoy and digest the news because it's brought down to my level where I can read it and enjoy it and know who I'm thinking or seeing in my face or thinking about. The Community Contact, it's for the community. All right, so we're going to remember my interview this afternoon will be Shaki Alien. This young lady, I hadn't had the pleasure of meeting her, but I've heard her music and I enjoy her music. So we invited her on. So she will be on the Zoom at 6 this evening. Drew has taken the weekend off, but DJ Nicholas is in charge of that. So Drew just wanted me to say thank you, 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 because he says it, the response he got, and I could see it on the Zoom too, was incredible when he had the thing for his friend who passed in Barbados, a DJ. And at times you hear him on the radio and he sounded like his voice was cracking. Trust me, talking with him on the phone, he was like in tears. But so be it. It's life. I know he didn't die from COVID. He had a heart attack and that's it. So we continue to ride. My name is Howard Carr and I'm on CKUT West Indian Rhythms, and what I'm going to tell you all about, my friend Hopeton Lewis is going to tell you, take it easy, take it easy,
take your time, take your time, take your time, no need to hurry,
oh yes,
take it easy, take it easy, take it easy, no need to hurry. No slipping, no sliding, no bumping, no boring, I want to ride into town. If you fall from the race, it's no disgrace, just pick yourself from off the ground. Take your time, take your time, take your time. No need to hurry, no, no, no. Take it easy, take it easy, take it easy, take it easy. No need to hurry. For the road is rough, and don't you ever get stuck. Take your time, take it easy, take your time. No need to hurry on. Take it easy, take it easy, take it easy. No need to hurry. Take a time, take a time, take a time. No need to worry. No slipping, no sliding, no bumping, no boring. I want to ride into town. If you fall from the race, it's no disgrace. Just pick yourself from off the ground. And take your time, take your time, take your time. No need to worry. No, no, no. Take it easy, take it easy, take it easy, take it easy. No need to worry. Oh, oh. Take your time now, take your time, take your time, take your time. No need to worry.
Ah, yeah, take your time. No need to worry.
For the road is rough.
And sorry about that. I was answering the phone and I'm doing a million things at the same time here. It's now about 9 minutes to the hour, 5 o'clock, when the soca music will come on and we will be socaing. Those of us who want to dance and move up the body, relax the muscles, Mr. Nicholas will make sure of that. So we'll stick around for that, all right? So by request, but tomorrow, I'll be able to do this more for you. I'll be sitting in for Sister P. They have taken the day off, so I will be doing the show for them, and I'll be able to play some more of this kind of music for you. But you requested it, sir, and you want to dance for your 15 years anniversary with your beautiful wife. So, no names on the radio, no names. All right, this is for you. This is a caravan of love. Done up by the Isley. I think it's Jasper Isley did it by himself. I don't know. But the Isley brothers, standing tall, lovers. Just hold on to your loved one. The caravan of love, going out to the people of Montreal and Washington, D.C., listening on WFFR. This is CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. Keep it locked. Caravan of Love, another request just before we wrap up this hour. Don't forget, I'll be on tomorrow for Boom Boom Time, 4 to 6 p.m. And stick around. I'll try and get in some of that type of thing for you because they play everything. All right? So stay tuned by request. This is Sister J.C. Lodge making a massive comeback in big old London town. This was her number one hit. Yes. Rockers to rockers. I had a telephone love once, you know. Yeah? And it's true. Sounded so sweet on the line. Telephone love was so out of distance, I cried every night. CKUT! That's us. Good afternoon to you, WFFR, all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. Thanks for logging on to Big CKUT. I want to thank the students of McGill University for voting to keep the station going. We certainly appreciate it because the staff here does a wonderful job, even in these trying times.